Connie Edwards of Frankfort, Illinois, was born and raised in Birmingham, Alabama. She was an officer in the Army Nurse Corps and served in Vietnam from 1967 to 1968. Her service began at Tuskegee University when she was a nursing student.
The recruiters came to our campus. The Army was recruiting nursing students. What the Army would do was they would pay all of your tuition, books, and all of your fees. And then you'd get a salary. So my daddy was giving me $10 a month as an allowance. And that was to buy your necessities and to replenish your school supplies and stuff like that. So when they told me it was going to be a $300 check, it was pretty good. And that turned my daddy on too. I was at the 24th Evacuation Hospital. It was not a fixed building. It was called Quonset Hut, which is a meadow that's a half circle on concrete. The beds were regular Army cots. I had about 20 of them on the floor where I worked. Most of the people had either had some kind of combat wound, broken legs or missing limbs or abdominal wounds with the bowels on the outside. Would occasionally have some that were paralyzed. I had one that was on a circle bed. He was paralyzed from neck down, couldn't move himself. And he told me he didn't want no black nurse taking care of him. And I told him, look, you are not dying on my watch. He was still groaning while I had him face down. And I says, I don't care what you say, you are not dying on me. I was 22 and some of them may have been older or whatever, but they looked at me like I was their mother, and some of them actually clung to me as if I was their mother. And I just say that was only by the grace of God, because I tell you, I had no experience to be as mature as they forced me to be. I started being proud of my service about 1984. But before that, I was more embarrassed by it because I was accused of prolonging the war. I was called a baby killer. One of my daughter's preschool classmates' father said that I had to be a liar when I went to the school to tell him about my Vietnam experience because there were no women in Vietnam. And so we had to settle that up. People were saying, why don't you guys get over this? Pretty much blaming the victim. We're the ones who just can't get over it, and you guys are all straight.
Learn more about Connie Edwards on this website. Our segment was produced by me, Kimberly Cronick, and John Facile. Connie Edwards was interviewed by Mark DePew. Featuring music by Bill McKay and Matt Lux, and Travis Dunsmuir.